Mike, how do you go about approaching facing an 0-12 team?
Same way you go about approaching any team. You know, it's a football game. They're an NFL team. You can't pay attention to records. You see that in division games every week. You know, it's football any given Sunday. So just have the approach like you do any week. Watch the film, practice hard, you know, prepare the right way, and get ready for a game.
Mike, you guys are a little bit banged up on the defensive side of the ball this week. How do you guys manage, you know, keeping things in the direction it's been going the last couple of weeks where you guys have played pretty well?
We've had some really good weeks of practice, and it's translated onto the field. Obviously, there was a lot of things we could have did better last week, and it's just about, you know, correcting what you can correct. I said there was a lot of things we could have did better last week, learned from the previous game, and just move on.
How tough is Kevin King? We just got done talking with him. And he had his shoulder pop out of his socket 9-10 times this year and played through that.
He's definitely a tough kid. That's what you want on your team. You know, somebody that can, he's just going to give you everything he has, you know, and that's, you have to respect him for playing through all that.
What have you seen out of JC and those in their guards?
You know, they're an experienced group, they're a veteran group, and they know how to get the job done.
Was Cheddar a tough matchup? What made Cheddar a tough matchup here for you in practice?
Hey, JC's a really smart guy. You know, crafty. You know, he's a good football player.
As far as Kenny as a pass rusher goes, how good do you think he can become at that?
I think Kenny can keep, you know, growing and improving. He's definitely took a step last week, and there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to continue to take steps here in the future.
As a defense, what can it do for with you and Kenny? You know, two big guys who can stop the run, but as well as rush the passer.
You know, we just had to set the tone up front. You know, the game is won and lost up front, so we have to make sure we take responsibility, take pride in it, and get it done.
Mike, something there was a clip of you jumping up off the bench after Jamal Williams had a nice run and he had a stiff arm or something. What does it do for you guys on the defensive side of the ball when you see one of the guys on the offensive side of the ball make a big play in terms of just getting your energy up?
It does great things. I've always said that we feed off each other. You know, we make a big play on defense. The offensive guys, they get excited. Obviously, they make a big play. It gets us going, and that's why it's a team sport. You know, we feed off each other's energy.